morning to those of you on the West Coast and afternoon to those on the East Coast. I am Carrie O'Connor, and I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. This is a talk show where I share with you my wisdom and insight that I received from my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in your DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. And you can ask any questions you want, but I do encourage you to ask tickets one question so we can get to the most of the call. Also, before we start, I'd like to let all the listeners know on KKNW the format. And so we start with 4 15-minute segments. In the first segment, I'll talk about today's topic, which is the energies of February, and to update everybody on the upcoming events. And then for the last 45 minutes, we open up the phone lines, and I'll be all yours. And the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-938-2819. I do want to let you know about a free upcoming teleclass this Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And it's called What is Mastery? And this is where I'll point out the importance of understanding what the mastery process and how it affects our daily life. And I also, another up-and-coming event is we start the Embodying the Mastery of the series on Thursday, February 12th. That's from 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And this is a four-week series that you can take one class or all four of them. And this is all about giving you tools and solid foundation for embodying the master. When we're in mastery, we're like the martial artist in our life. We could direct our energy. We could direct our flow. We let go of the past. We feel more flow in our life. We have more abundance in our life of joy, happiness, health, wealth, jobs, career, all of that. So that's all of our birthrights. And as we're remembering that, reclaiming that, we're stepping into our divinity. And so there's tools out there. These are old tools, ancient tools, common sense tools that you could use to work with yourself every single day to help have a solid foundation so you can feel like you're directing your life instead of feeling like life is directing you. And then there's also a class, the Manifesting Magic Workshop, on February 22nd, and that's from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And this is where I'm going to unlock the magic that's within each of our energy fields. The keys are to how to access the fields of dreams and desires. And we're going to be working with the energies of the new moon, which will enhance our abilities to unlock the mystical, magical doorways that are waiting to be opened. It includes a booklet with instructions, and the class is recorded and being able to play back for 30 days after this event. That's for all these classes. They all are recorded for 30 days, so you can listen to them over and over again. And or if you're not available to listen to them the night of the class, you can listen to them at your leisure. We also have Monday night development circles. This is an ongoing circle that meets every Monday from 8 to 9:30. And you're welcome to join us. This is when we connect and practice our intuition, and we connect with people from around the world looking to make a stronger connection to our intuition from the comfort of your own home. And you can now join us at any time and try it out. And so what we're going to talk about is the energies of February, seeing that it's February 1st over was yesterday. And the energies right now, we are just leaving a Mercury in retrograde. And when Mercury is in retrograde, that's all about communication and actually, it's an increase of car accidents. My daughter was in a car accident this Friday. Fender bender. I'm in a parking lot, thank gosh. But this is an increase where people can get communications and have car issues, car troubles, car issues, and also feeling just like a stalled engine, like it's not the time to start projects. And even though Mercury went out of retrograde on Saturday, we could still feel what I call the energetic hangover for a good almost a week after. And especially the more we become aligned with our stepping into our light bodies, because we become lighter and lighter, the more you're going to notice that you become much more sensitive. And that's not only with your intuition and feeling and sensing people that are crossed over, feeling and sensing your empowerment, but also being profoundly affected by the planetary changes. So it's always good to know what's going on. And we are smack in the middle of an eclipse that the first 2 weeks of February starts off as very intense. And the intense message here is to really do the rebirthing process as we're letting go of old conservative thoughts and processes, as it's individually and collectively, and really being encouraged to let the new come in, the new progressive thoughts, our rebirthing ourselves, redefining ourselves. And so we're in this process of intensive love washes, is what I call them. So think of these love washes, they go over our energy field, allowing us to release cellular resistance to our change, because there's a lot of times when we don't embrace change, we resist it, even if it's unconsciously. And so what we resist persists. So So if we're having a pattern of the same thing happening over and over again, this is a time where you can flip that around and work with the energy. And again, work with it as a birthing process. See, this is a time of active labor, and active labor is, as a former labor and delivery nurse, it's when people usually said, when am I going to be done with this pain? When am I going to be, I want to get out of here. I want to end this process. Think of that. That's part of the letting go. As we're, think of the baby's head. We're the baby getting the shoulder out of the head. That's the most critical time in a rebirthing process. And that active labor is when we're huffing and puffing and really trying to understand the importance of relaxing, surrendering, allowing, and not resisting the contractions, working with the birthing process instead of contracting it. And so this is the theme of the first 2 weeks in February, as far as an intensity of energies of bringing up those things in our life that we have to let go of, toxic situations, people, scenarios, and they're being brought up to our awareness. And as soon as we have an awareness, we have a choice. And so think of that. There's a time during the intensity where people could feel really pulled apart, and a lot of heart and emotional issues. People are really literally feeling pressure on their lungs and heart. So think of that. This is, as we again become lighter and lighter, we're pulling out any of that density out of our energy field, and we could feel the pressure through our emotional body and our mental body, and we could be much more sensitive to our bodies right now. So especially because it's a new moon. So it's a good time to also start within next week, start to have ideas, gathering stuff, gathering taxes if you want to, gathering thoughts and seeds that you want to plant as far as with the new moon's energy. And it's a good time to continue growth on projects, and also when a full moon, it's time for completion and start stopping stuff. So we're smack in the middle of the intense solar and lunar eclipse, and this is interesting because we have 6 eclipses this year, and usually throughout the year there's only 4. So this year of 209 is really a call for us to wake up to who we are, to really claim in our daily life that we have a stake in our life and that we're directing our energy, and again, having the awareness to direct it as a master instead of feeling like life is overwhelming you and feeling that tidal wave of the change that's going on, because the change is happening whether we resist it or not. We are collectively said, yes, we're going to grow and go up to that next elevator, what I call the fifth elevator, and that allows more love, more joy, more peace, more empowerment, more connection. And then we really start embracing not only our connectedness to each other, but our interconnectedness. All you have to do is look at nature and see the interconnectedness within nature. It always aligns us back to remembering cellularly, as far as our connection to each other, to the earth, to the universal grids, and that's understanding us as our inner relationship to the whole universe, our whole galaxy. And so as we're tuning into the energies of empowerment and of our light bodies, that's going to allow us to navigate our life easier and really feel these shifts. And so, again, I can't emphasize, it's like a metal to the pedal intensity right now. A lot of people are feeling either an extreme increasing of burst of joy and peace and flow, and they're loving it, and they're actually having a lot of physical phenomena where they're finding stuff, they're having stuff appear for them, letters and earrings and all these wonderful things. And there's also the other side of the pendulum where people are really feeling like they're going through a death, that they feel like a pressure in their heart. They feel like they know that a job is ending or a relationship is ending, and they are going through the labor pains of the ending of a cycle. And so think of that even within a birthing process, there's the active labor part, and it's the end of a pregnancy and the beginning of a new life. And so this is, again, where we're concentrating February, this letting go, rebirthing cycle, embracing our rebirthing part, knowing when to let go, when to surrender and allow the process to begin, and remembering that what we resist persist, and when we put our attention and awareness on situations, then we put our light, think of it as a laser beam, we put our heart and energy into it, it illuminates the whole scenario, illuminates the whole situation, and that light can give us further answers. It can help us get rid of cellular post-traumatic stress or cellular patterns that could hold us back on resisting to make changes. So that's where a lot of people stay in jobs for security, especially this time right now, where the whole world is going through a financial repatterning, reorganizing, and I'd really encourage people to start thinking of it like that instead of the word crisis, where We are absolutely going through a repattering and reorganizing. We're being called to take accountability and responsibility, and the buck stops here with us. And so the more we take accountability and responsibility in our own lives, the more we clear them up, the more we tune in again to the flow of the energy, the more we can do this with empowerment, the more we can do this with our eyes wide open instead of feeling like the wounded child that wants to hide until all this shifting changes. And you really can't hide anywhere on the earth because that's not part of the way we're made up, our interconnectedness. So this is where we want to embrace our empowerment and let go of the fears. This is where we want to feel like metal to the pedal as far as working with tools daily throughout the day, that whenever you feel out of alignment, and it literally creates pathways within your energy field to keep you into that alignment so you can experience more flow, so you can be in this world and not of it. And that's what we're stepping into, and that's what February is going to help us get into. And so, again, this is listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And when we get back, we'll be going to the phone line. So I want to give that number out one more time. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And for any upcoming events, workshops, or appearances, you could go to www.carrieoconnor.com. And the website is union1111@yahoo.com. The phone number, 860-887-1201.
Would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Listen up. Do you work in front of a computer more than 1 hour per day? Research shows that poor posture while working in front of the computer can cause the stress response, leading to physical and emotional compromise. So don't forget, every hour, recheck your posture and take in 6 deep breaths. This will help you maintain peak health. For more healthy living tips, visit us at vcwc.net. Once again, vcwc.net.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Meet people who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, your music, book, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to heart-planet.com, a positive focus on meeting people, a positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. Heart-planet.com.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon. And now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey.
Dr. O'Connor Show. I am Kara O'Connor, and I'm guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. Our number here, we're open up the phone line, is 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, did I hear we have some calls?
We do. We'll open things up. Obviously, everyone's back at work and to school after Super Bowl weekend. So Maureen has called in from Tacoma, Washington. She's looking for a relationship or needs a little bit of coaching in there, so in that area and realm. So Maureen, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for taking my calls.
You're welcome. How can we help you, Maureen?
Pardon?
I'd
like to know if there's anything I could do to help myself move forward into relationship or being more available to relationship at this time in my life.
Okay.
A lot of things are really coming together for me, but that feels like it's a little block.
Okay. All right. When I look in your energy field, on the left side is our female side, the right side is our male side, the left side is related to the past, the right side is related to the right now energy, and I'm seeing a paternal grandfather coming and giving you the number 555. People like to give numbers, smells, and birds, but you know that they're around. And 5 is the number of change, and also you're going to be seeing a lot of 555s on license plates, on billboards, even on the clock. And so that's confirmation that he's in and around you, and he's talking about the issues of the heart. He also goes back down, and then I see a maternal grandmother coming in, and step into your, and point into your second chakra, and that second chakra is all about finances, creativity, one-on-one relationships, and money, and relationships, and so our relationships with ourselves and others. And so what I'm seeing, what you're doing, as, and especially the last 5 months, the last 5 years, into the next, over the next 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, is you're releasing what, and especially over the last 5 years, when I see a hand that goes up, it's kind of like a talk of the hand kind of sound, sighing, that's my sound of, that's my sign of what your energy body is telling me, that these patterns go down to when you're 5 years old, of learning to push the right side of your energy out, Maureen, meaning like giving to others before you give to yourself, like self-care is selfish. And so as you're adjusting this, especially the last 5 years, the part where it goes to relationship, that's where you've blocked it off as far as where I see heads and tails. So you've had, meaning that I can give or take it, especially when I'm clearing out, like you've been in a dressing room and trying on different things for the new Maureen, or the real Maureen, I should say, as far as without our glasses of duality. So this is a real important period of your life, as you're already seeing and manifesting flow in other parts of your life. And so they're encouraging you to continue, and especially now through the month of May is very significant for you, and that includes relationships, and especially when I see them doing a dial over your heart, meaning really tune in to what you want in a relationship as far as of giving, especially when it comes to balance, because there's a part of you, Maureen, that's very, very clear and empathic, and you really pick up on other people's subtle energy. Do you recognize that within yourself?
Yes, I actually do tarot cards, too, so
okay.
I do recognize
All right.
it.
And within that subtle energy reading, I'm seeing that there's a part of, again, part of the five, what you're integrating is a five-year-old, and there's a part of a soul retrieval. So I even go back to the 3 to 5-year-old. Which again prefers to give than rather than take, and this is changing core belief systems on letting that go and taking in as much as you give out. And so that's wonderful. Really, again, the acceleration with this last 5 years of integrating this part, and it opens up to relationships. And I also see a lot of influence that has to do with past life hangovers that have to do with, and when I call it, I mean hangovers, I mean that there's an energy component that affects this incarnation that has to do with lifetimes of service and lifetimes of even being a monk and a nun, and so seeing that our energy never dies, that it continues to live, that we have those energy patterns in our energy field. So especially, Maureen, over the next 5 days, 5 months, I'm seeing you really releasing cellular things that have to do with past incarnations that had to do with service, realigning the energy, open up the heart. That has where I see the symbolic hand goes down. You started holding that pattern again when you were 3 to 5 years old, and it lets you enter in relationships differently. So, again, defining what you want in relationships, almost like a little child looking at a ball, like a crystal ball, with the wonder of it all, and that's the perfect posture to look at the divine complement relationships. And there's also a part of you that was waiting for the energy wave that started happening April of 2008, and that is the urge for us to bring all relationships into the complement stage instead of you complete me stage. And so there's a part of you that, again, is very profoundly have your energetic thumb on the pulse of the universal energy grids, and that you complement me is much more up your alley, meaning that there's that old soul part of you was waiting for the energies of you complement me, meaning that we both come in balance, we both come in whole, we both have gifts to each other that we know are our self-empowerment. We don't go in here as a you complete me, and that means two halves that are giving the suggestion that we're not whole ourselves within ourselves, and that's what we're getting out of generations and generations and actually hundreds of years of having that part of that we complete each other. So that, again, is open up the doors for you over the next 5 days, 5 weeks, 5 months, and especially I keep on emphasizing May. Are you doing a workshop or an event in May?
Not that I know of. I'm doing I'm doing a big performance in April, but not May. But who knows? Maybe there's a workshop coming up.
I was just going to say that be open to the thing that happens in May, because that's what the grandma's saying. And especially it seems to come sudden. It doesn't seem as big as the one in April, but it's an event that is a ball rolling, and it's like a snowball. Snowballing and getting off into it's bigger. So if they expect like 100 people to go, there's going to be 300 people that want to go. So there's something that's a snowballing that's a positive thing. And I'm seeing this goes to the April doors as far as the event opens the doors to the May event. And again, they're saying to go for it. But I'm also seeing that in April, especially the middle of April, you bring me into an opportunity of reunion of. Union and reunion. Are you talking to somebody right now?
Pardon?
Are you talking to a relationship interest?
No, I'm not talking to anybody, no.
Okay, all right, because I'm hearing reunion in May in particular. But it seems like there's something in March.
So somebody from the past might come back? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say that. When I hear that, it doesn't necessarily, the past can even be a very strong past life, and that's what I'm seeing it more as that. But when we meet these people, Maureen, it's like an instant recognition. It's like things happen very, very fast. It's like a shoe, when I see the symbol of a shoe going easily, a foot easily going into a shoe, that's my symbol of a shoe in. So the relationship is easy. There's, again, a familiarity. There's a part where they call it, these people, like it's a twin flame relationship. So there's a part that as you're setting your foundation to go with the flow as this relationship enters, and it feels like I've known you, I knew you, and also you'll see where in the last 5 years, in the last 5 months, that there was events that was all in divine timing as far as you not meeting each other, and now is the time as far as for you physically, mentally, emotionally, and same for them, and so I see the fireworks going off as far as in May, and also with this whole changing going over the next 5 years, it involves a lot of changing, including as far as a move, going back up and forth, going back and forth as far as moving in, things happening very fast, but this is what they do in this divine complement relationship, because we have cellular recognition of who they are, so it feels like a connection of I've been waiting for you for my whole life, so the energy, the relationships move along very, very quickly. So that's what I see as far as with May. The biggest thing you could be doing right now is really taking that 3 to 5 year old child in particular on that left side and embracing her, bringing her to her heart, play with her daily. I don't know why she just showed me pink elephants with dots on them, but she just, and so I know I would take that pink energy in and work with it in my heart. And the elephant, I know, and I look up elephant man. Medicine, and I know it has to do with the trunk and kundalini energy, but I'd look up elephant medicine and work with that, because that helps ground further the kundalini energy, the grounding energy that's going to allow your whole energy to step into this relationship with, again, very speed, quickness, and there's a sense of completion, and also releasing anything in any direction, space of time that has to do with giving vows of poverty or of service and not entering relationship, going through your body and directing that you're releasing from any of those vows. I have exercises, they're free energy exercises that I have. It's called releasing the vows, and so if you want a thing that you could say, you're welcome to email me, and that's for anybody that's listening.
And vows of something.
Vows of celibacy and poverty that you've taken in other incarnations. Some people have had many, many incarnations of service, and then there's energy patterns in this incarnation that triggers an extra charge to them subconsciously remembering service and remembering other lifetimes. And so energetically, when they're around somebody else, they think that you're taken, or they think that you're you're taken, or that you're not going to be entering a relationship. They could even think that you're involved. And so when we get rid of them, it opens up the energy field hugely. And so, and going back to the 5 year old, there's a part where I'd absolutely see what was going on in the foundational energies at 3 to 5 years old in particular, and that you're setting that solid foundation for yourself that is allowing the growth. It's huge. It's good.
Wow. Thank you so much. Gosh, that's so much information in a short amount of time.
You're welcome.
And when I think of the left side of the body, I think of that as the receiving side. or the feminine, right?
Yep, the receiving side, the taking in side, the receiving, the connected to mothers, mother's lineage, and also when I read and I stand like on somebody's head and reading them, it relates to me as far as the past, looking at the past. And then the right side is the energy we put out to the world, related to, connected to dad's lineage, and also the present time. And so past and present, and all of this is where we seek constantly that homeostasis, that balance, the balance between the right and the left side. And so, and we all come in here with a side that we had to work on. A right side, a left side is part of the karma, part of our whole life script here, but this is where we're going through a grand period. I know you know this because you're such an old soul that, of releasing from those, from the karmic ties, those things that have held us back, and even if it's at a steep cellular weight rate, we're opening up and accelerating and accepting our divinity and embracing that in every single cell of our body, and so it activates anywhere in our Akashic records that we've had time of service, and you are comfortable with service, and especially if you were comfortable and you loved it, and I'm seeing like Mother Teresa, so you had a lifetime like Mother Teresa. If Mother and Teresa were to incarnate now, because she had such a time of service, it'd be hard for her to enter a relationship. She'd have difficulty with relationships and money if she didn't work on it. And so because of her incarnation here, so that you had definitely something along the lines of a Mother Teresa, at least one of them, but I know you have many more times of service. We're going to go to our first break, and we'll be back to the phone call. You're listening to Carrie O'Connor Show, guest host of the Dr. Pat Show, and we'll be right back.
Hypnosis has been scientifically verified to stimulate desired changes in behavior, such as weight loss, smoking cessation, and pain control. Learn the latest hypnosis techniques and receive your certificate in clinical hypnotherapy at the February 20th through 22nd weekend event in Seattle. Call 800-800-MIND and mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. Visit hypnosis.com, the Empowerment Partnership, and American Pacific University. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom, Tom Liotta, at We Excel Financial, 888-252-3000. Or his website, debtfreemca.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
A recent mineral discovery is conquering many killer diseases that plague mankind. Sound too good to be true? Listen to Jim Humble tell about his discovery of this miracle mineral supplement and its global health applications in fighting cancer, TB, malaria, antibiotic-resistant forms of staph infection, and many other diseases. This may be the most important radio health show you've ever heard. Visit MiracleMineral.org to learn more about this amazing supplement. That's MiracleMineral.org.
You want to help people, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as each person heals, our world takes a step towards peace. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive 6-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm with you for the next half hour. And so, Benny, why don't we go to the phone line?
Yes, we shall do that right now. And we actually are going to go out to Lisa. She's calling in from Sun Valley, Idaho. I wonder if they're having as much beautiful weather as we are out here in Washington area. Maybe tons of snow, I'm expecting. She wants to move, though. I don't know why. It's Sun Valley. It's kind of nice out there. She wants to see Carrie if there's a change of address you might be noticing. So, Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Lisa. Hi. We want to put our house on the market in the spring, and we're looking to move to an area where we can do more boating.
So more what, Lisa?
More boating, more sailing.
Okay.
Okay. My husband's a big boater and possibly live on the boat. And do you see that, is our house going to sell? And what do you see for us?
I'm seeing that the house, when you put up in spring, that it doesn't sell immediately, but it's a good time to put it up in the spring, because I'm seeing when it gets, so you're putting up in March?
March, April.
Okay, because
there's still a lot of snow here, so.
Okay, all right, because the ball starts rolling slowly at first, right? So when you put it up, but then I'm seeing by the end of May, that through June, that the you start getting activity in it. So it's so I would absolutely start in April, March, April, whenever you're going to start. And
okay.
Get the ball rolling with that, put it up, because there's a part where when you put the house for sale, you're physically putting it into the physical world, saying, I am investing my energy to even say I'm willing to go after my dream and desire, and so I'm putting my house out for sale. So it's like becoming the physical instead of like having it be in the idea kind of phase. And so when you, because see, as soon as you plop that, the sign in the, in the dirt, it starts the being able to manifest your dreams and desires as far as the going and living on a boat, right? And so, so by putting it in the physical, you're saying, I'm investing, I trust, I allow, I surrender, that this is a process, I am manifesting this, I'm clearing out any doubt, any fears, any of those kind of things that could come up when we make a major change, I am pulling those, I'm pulling out any of that, I'm putting my attention on any kind of, again, fears, and when we put our attention on it, we can release from it, because then I see that you're going to flip the energy and hold a strong light on it, manifesting the sale. And when I get into as far as April, and I mean the end of, again, May and June, I see a lot of people coming in, and the bites become a big biter as far as in the June energy, June, July. So I see
okay.
all these little tiny bites, and then again, somebody comes up like a big fish, like Bannett, and takes their bite. But there's also, is there a lot of activity over there? Because I'm seeing a lot more activity than I've been seeing around the States. How's the house market out there?
As in house?
Yeah.
The housing market?
Yeah.
Well, it's a slow time in the wintertime. Things don't really sell here, so.
But on a whole, considering the states, because I'm seeing you're, like when Washington has a lot more activity than a lot of people across the United States, Arizona and parts of California, I mean Colorado, are totally active. You know what I mean? So what I'm looking at is where you are, that there's a lot more bites is what I'm recognizing than a lot of different parts of the state. So
yeah.
In the winter, a lot of people don't move, or it's the time to buy if you're going to buy, right? And so, again, when I look at, the biggest thing is that you're preparing yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Whenever we make a move, that we're doing a co-creative process here. And so the more we can do it in an empowered way with more light, it literally adds more magnetic pull to pull in our hopes, dreams, and desires. So putting the house on, knowing that you're going to get the bites, increasing where I see, again, people come in looking interested, and then one person coming out of the woodwork. Actually, I feel the person's coming in from out of across the state or out of the area. And so, and it's again, there's a looking at, or even could be an internet looking at, and then he comes in and takes a big bite. And it's definitely led by a strong guy, or it's a male that is definitely coming in. And I feel like I don't see a wife behind him, so he could be single or with a male partner. Either way, you're happy. So you sell your house and you go off and talk, as far as, are you guys going back and forth between two places where you want to go boating and sailing?
Well, we are. We're thinking of the Northwest, and possibly maybe we're going to go over and like down to the island. So we're
okay.
kind of, you
All
know,
right.
we're open.
Okay. Actually, I'm seeing that the whole thing of the islands become, I put Northwest as number one and number two. I see number two as the islands start coming up as number one, especially in April. So that means as the ball is rolling, as you're getting more information. But I'm also seeing it's not like it could be a temporary stay down the islands, getting there as a, like going down there and having a temporary, it could even be a year or two kind of deal. And I don't see it as long term, but you go down to the islands and then there's more of a settling thing after a year and a half. And that doesn't mean that the house isn't like, well, you're on a boat. That's why I could be seeing that too, because you have flexibility around the house and on a, living on a boat. So that's, so I'm seeing you going down to the island, seeing the house selling, and all of this is good news. This is long overdue. This is what you are, when I keep on hearing the people saying you deserve a break today, so there's a part of working hard for this, and now there's a part of jumping off, allowing, trusting, and surrendering, and the island part becomes, especially you get, receive information, find out about more stuff, and you easily decide between the island. It's like crystal clear, this is what we want to do now, and so, in embracing that, and that's a wonderful thing as far as the islands, but then I see it over a year and a half to 3 years, there's some sort of movement, but this is a good move, a smooth move, where you guys decide to go somewhere that you stay. It's like your home base, where the islands, I see you guys got kind of going back and forth and not planting, putting the anchor down. And so,
okay.
But you're still having fun, all right?
That sounds great.
Good for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Anne from Lake Forest, Washington. Looks like she's got a daughter going through some spiritual emergencies. So let's see if we can help out Anne. Anne, are you there?
I am. Thank you.
Thanks for hanging around. Carrie?
Okay. Thanks, Benny.
What's going on?
Yes. Anne? Well, it's my 29-year-old daughter who has had some spiritual openings. I guess that's how she describes it. The medical profession calls it bipolar, but she has these episodes every so often, and when she has them, she can't concentrate, she can't focus, she's just kind of out of it, like for 1 or 2 weeks at a time.
Okay.
And this last one is going on forever, the month.
Okay. And has this has been a month from right now? It's a month right from?
Yeah, I think it started in the middle of December till now.
Okay. Because the first thing I'm seeing, does she do, or when she's doing this, do you do anything to ground her in as far as helping her get into her her physical body, into her emotional body? Because I see her energy way out. It's like they talk about a silver cord that we have when we dream. We go out of our physical body and we go into the energy bodies and travel. And so think of when I'm looking at her, I see her cord all the way off, up into, like, the galaxy, and so that would be where she's feeling, it's a stretched way out.
Yes.
So think of that. When you put energy into her feet in particular, when you ground her, that you're helping her have that cord not seem like it's gone so far away. And this is, it's like she's having trouble getting back into her body this time. And so before when she, it was like the road well traveled, so she'd go up and out. And now it's like she went, think of it, symbolically exploring the other side of the stars. And it's like, I'm not interested in going back in there, because it's like a child getting following a frog, not paying attention to the time, right? And there's a part of her, when I'm looking at the left side of her, that she's extremely sensitive to the energy shifts that are happening right now. So that's her connection to Mother Earth. That's her connection to the Earth shifts that are happening right now. And when I look at when I see a pattern deep down in a in her subconscious, through the part where she might not even be as consciously aware that she's feeling the intensity of the shifts that are happening right now as far as globally, collectively. So I would absolutely encourage you to send gold energy to her physical bones and to her emotional body, her mental body, her spiritual body, to hold her feet and have her get in her feet, even invite her to come in. Because there's a part where she could go out there, but the power is to be in the present, where if we're not in our physical bodies and emotional bodies, then we can't navigate through life, right? And so there's a part when I'm looking at her, she's almost like as the primordial fear of, if I go back in, I'm going to get trapped in my body. And so that's where I'd want to be talking to her right now. And I'm saying to her, you're not going to get trapped in your body, and actually you're going to expand. And the more we have a solid base, as above, so below, the more we actually could do your tube traveling that you're doing, is what I call it. that she could do it, but it's more like you feel like you're navigating, that you're the passenger, you're the driver, instead of feeling like you're the passenger. And so I would really encourage you to do that. Work with a lot of goals, energy. Talk to her, higher self, if she's not hearing and listening. And again, having her feel, especially over the next 2 weeks, I see that she's feeling the intensity of the of eclipses. This is ending on the full moon on February 9th, so that's new. February 9th is significant for her as far as feeling a completion, feeling of a cycle, and I'm seeing her start to get out of the fog. And I also, is she taking an alkaline-based diet? I just heard alkaline diet for even for her flora, for her physical body. It's going to help her. She's got too much acid-based. Mm. Right now she's more acidic than she's used to. And so
right, she was on Jenny Craig for quite a while, yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, she was on a Jenny Craig diet for a long time, so that probably wasn't too alkaline.
Okay.
So yeah. I'm really working on it now.
Good. This is where all the puzzles are going to come together, especially over the next week and a half. So putting that gold energy, especially in her feet, and literally see her with like ankle bracelets around her arms and around her feet that are like something that you'd see almost like a gypsy person to wear, and hear them chingling. And so you're intending that. You're showing to her that, because when I'm showing her all different pictures, she's very receptive to telepathic communication. So she's when you're able to go out as far as she's able to go out, she's very intense and into the telepathic communication. So talk to her telepathically, talk to her energetically, physically, mentally, emotionally, and again, encouraging her that there's no place like home. I see her 2.5 to 4.5 year old child on the left side that goes back to the past, that she's having releasing cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do if she totally integrates her body, she's going to be trapped. And so I would let her know that she's not.
Okay, just to encourage
the next break of our day. And
integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org or call 800-NAT-UNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NAT-UNIV.
Like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone starting January 29th. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Mama Kitty had no hope, shot and dumped in a rural area with her kittens. She was terrified, hungry, and exhausted. A good Samaritan found her and knew that Posado Safe Haven could help. Posado Safe Haven is a small sanctuary that's making a big difference to animals in need like Mama Kitty. Our mission is to improve the lives of animals who fell through the cracks. those typically not served by humane shelters. Located on 80 beautiful pastoral acres in Monroe, Washington, our barns are filled with over 250 rescued dogs, cats, and farm animals. Want to meet Mama Kitty? Volunteer with us. Make a difference to our animals as they enrich your life as well. Please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org about volunteer opportunities. Posados Safe Haven. That's Posado, P-A-S-A-D-O, safehaven.org.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and I'm the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. We are going to go back to the phone lines, Jenny.
We will. We have Christina calling back in from Renton, Washington. She actually is following up from a reading she had with you, Carrie, about 6 months ago. She's trying to buy a business, and around February, March is when it was supposed to kind of happen. Well, things aren't really going the way they're supposed to, but let's bring on Christina and find out. Christina.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. When you and I had discussed this last, you'd said that that I should go ahead and make the offer. You thought it was probably going to work out pretty well, and that I needed to connect with him soul to soul and whatnot. And actually, things have been going fairly well. It's just we seem to have stalled. And so I don't want to keep putting my energy into this if it's not really going to happen or if there's something else out there.
Whenever, Christine, we're birthing a practice process or whatever, there is a common birthing process where we reach the stall part. And also you want to remember that we just entered a January, just got out of, through January, 3 weeks of Mercury in retrograde, right?
Yeah, I understand.
Miscommunications. And it actually, people have been talking about it, that they have been feeling this one more than ever before, which makes sense as we evolve, as we are stepping into our mastery, as we're directing our energy, our thoughts, our words, our deeds, our actions. It's important to remember that the energy that we put out, that to concentrate on the flow part, and when things seem to be congested, to stop, drop, and roll, meaning don't get into the fear, see what's going on, see what the other influences are, override the fear, override the, even working with the Mercury in retrograde is a time to gather all the information and the details and all that other stuff instead of maybe putting the intentions into it's always forward movement, but it's like the gathering time, right? And so again, especially when you experience things going with the flow and going forward movement, you want to continue to do that, because this is a common experience that happens in the co-creation process. Every reader is reading a front of a potential that's in your energy field, and this is your potential of your highest and best, your heart's desires, right? We read the heart's desires. We put like our energy and temp, like do a high five energy dance with it. So we activate it. We think of when two or more gather together, we put light in the situation, so it revs it up, right? Then it goes back to as far as the person using the tools, using the co-creative abilities they have with yourself to make these desires come true. So especially if you experienced, again, success before, it's like not tapping in when it seems like the flow is stopped. So it's, and especially when we just entered February yesterday, right? And the February, March is not, we're just entering into it. So you want to go with the flow of, I'm seeing the influences of Mercury in retrograde. And again, part of this has to do with, it doesn't have anything to do with the events. It has to do with you as a little child and having fear of hopes and dreams of the brass ring getting pulled away from you. And that's actually generational patterns that are on Dad's side of our family that could be profoundly influence us, especially when we're changing and shifting and rebirthing. So understanding that there's a cellular release going on that has to do with the right side of your energy. The right side is also our male side in connection to the present day events. So working with the energy of saying, okay, I'm getting rid of releasing anything that has to do with the brass ring gets pulled out of me, my worst fear is something not to work out. And so bringing that, when we have an awareness of it, then we put our attention into it. So we put our intention, attention, and then we have a choice whether we're going to continue to to put the energy into that, to put the 90,000 thoughts, which are seeds of potential that we have every single day, every single one of us, 60 to 90,000. Those are energy seeds that we feed to our dreams, our desires, and our hopes. And so how are we going to direct them? Are we directing them consciously or unconsciously? Are we putting the light into our intention and going forward and holding it like a master, or are we contracting or feeling the ups and downs, hills, and it makes us feel shaky? It's part of the process. When we feel shaky again, we want to say, okay, what is the underlying process here? And it's a really whole thing of trust, allowing, surrendering. But allowing and surrendering, sometimes people think that it's like handing their power over and not doing the co-creative process. It's the most in power, and it's not about handing our power over to anybody. It's like where we take the action, where we are, whenever we feel, again, a fear, what tools do we do to get ourselves out of the fear part? Because that just creates static fear. Static fear creates, then it seems like a push-pull energy. Then our subconscious will start going to any other time that we've ever experienced this before, and then all of a sudden we could feel really shaky or lose momentum. Or that kind of deal. And this is when you have the tools to turn it around, to flip it around, to look at it differently, to I'm still seeing that whole thing as far as with the February, March, as far as it's still there in front of your heart. So that's when it's still in your heart, that means that it's still a potential. So this is where you want to go forward with it. And again, embrace the tools that you have. And this is a part of like buckling down and understanding. And actually, it's interesting, Christine, because I just saw you with a symbolic dog collar around your neck. And it's like feeling pulled back. And then it's like a biting dogs around you. Were you ever attacked physically by dogs, or someone when you were little, like gone by like a pit bull, and not physically attacked, but were really frightened?
No, I really haven't. I actually have quite a intense connection with dogs in particular. Okay. But it's funny, I was walking the other day, and a gentleman with a pit bull was walking in front of me, and I did kind of freak out a little.
Okay, all right. Well, that's significant, especially because you're showing me in your energy field. So think of when I see the collar around your neck, right? When I see strong reactions, usually there's metal spikes there too. I didn't see metal spikes. I saw the collar that felt like it was getting pulled back. So even think of that you saw the pit bull, and normally you have flow with the dog, right? And so,
yeah.
And then you felt a little frightened when you felt it. So you could have been picking up on the energy, but it's also where you're showing me around the throat. So that throat chakra connects our head and our heart. Our head and heart is getting out of the logical head, or the coulda, shoulda, woulda, so that kind of energy, making sure we're getting connected into the heart energy that goes into heart's desires. When I'm seeing that we're getting rid of the dog cow that squeezes out the energy, that and even affirming that there's no mistake, that your body, your energy body showed me the dog thing, and you just had that incident happen to you. And so it's more of a symptomatic of feeling the energies of shifting and then feeling contraction. So it's like it goes back to as far as the themes of the breast ring getting taken away from me. So it's like a subtitle of that theme. So you've noticed the reaction of the dog, which is unlike you. So understand that there's a real releasing that process that you're doing. So embracing that, directing your energy into that, enjoying it, understand that this is knowing that this is part of the process, is a part of, it's like having going through the birthing process with an epidural and breathing appropriately, then feeling like when we feel contracted, then it's like we get scared and we start pulling back our energy. So this is where you're flipping it around, Christine, and then again being able to see where else in your life there's this pattern is coming up, because I'm seeing that it's this thing that was up for you since January, and it's when there's a magnet in front of you that's pulling out residual energy, that's a really good thing, because it's up in front of your energy field, so that's pulling out anything that has to do with the cellular fears, anything just like the first caller, she had past life influences that were influencing relationships. So this is where, when they're in the front fibers instead of in the back fibers, that's where we put the history where that, but it might not be conscious. When they're in front, there's a part process of us as being able to let them go so they don't cause the fog. And so that's what I'm also seeing that you're feeling on the right side of your heart. So I'd absolutely continue to what you're doing. I would put and decide and really remember that you're the one that's directing this energy. You're the one that's co-creating this. This is in your front fibers, right? So you want to embrace that and to really to mix up the tools that you're having as far as your visualization and how you're doing creation. And if you were recognize if there's been a shift in that visualization over the last 5 to 6 weeks, because I'm getting pulled back the last 5 to 6 weeks, and so. And if there's something that changed or shifted, or that there's a part where again, I keep on getting pulled back to the left side of your energy field. That's the past, and even going back down to the little girl that is related to the themes that has to do with releasing and worst fear is the brass ring is going to get taken care of, taken away from it. And so think of that you, what we're showing the little girl, Christine, is that you are the brass ring, that there's nothing on the outside that is, the outside is a reflection of our inside. When we're in our core and expanding that out, all the our outside stuff becomes a reflection of our self-love, of our core energy. So there's the part that the energy is pulling me back that has to do with the soul retrieval of that 2.5 to 3.5-year-old child. So I would embrace her. I'd put her in the heart. I'd have fun with her. I'd spin her around. And again, I'd do the tools to start putting the energy to put in the front core, front fibers that that has you embracing this, okay?
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And next week, I'll be back with a special guest, Peggy Phoenix Subaru. I admire this woman. She is the creator of EMF Balancing worldwide. So I have a special guest for you all, and may you align with the divine.